The way of the cross is one of faith, silence, and hope, our last three stations. Now, to be stationed is faith is to factor all things in the hymn, F-A-I-T-H. The letter H, that hymn, is Yahweh. And that H has always been significant in the calling of the Lord's people in his name, tied into the Ha, especially in the Old Testament. So once again, faith is factoring all in the hymn, F-A-I-T-H. Properly, though, faith is a persuasion. It is to come to trust. Trust in the all-availing warranty of the Lord that comes to you from the outside in. Faith is not first an inward to outward. Faith is a gift from God that he creates out of nothing, ex nihilo. Faith is not a decision we make. It is God coming to us by his word and sacrament to rise in our heart, even in the darkest night. Jesus dies in the darkness. At the sixth hour until the ninth, there was darkness over the whole earth. That is, the whole globe, the land. In our text means wherever there is soil, dirt, that of which we are made of. As God made man in the garden, took the land and breathed into it the breath of life, and the man became a living creature. So too, then, faith is God-breathed, which is what his word is called, the very breath of God. And likewise, without anything you bring into the equation, his word gives life. On the cross, in the dark night, Jesus breathed out his last breath. He releases that life-creating breath once again, connecting creation to his expiration for man to be born again under the new covenant of his and by his blood. There is no greater station in life than faith. Faith is significant to everything we do. Faith is the song of the baptized, which plays music through the flow of the waters. Walking with Jesus is to become the centurion who at last confesses, truly this man is God's son. As this soldier who was without faith, he's standing there looking at Jesus. He saw Jesus breathe out his last, and he received that breath of the Lord as it left Jesus' body. And then that centurion cried out, and it's kind of like the doctor when an infant is born, fresh out of the womb, smacks the child in the rear, so what? So that it can breathe. The newborn cries out, and now it breathes the breath of life. Everything is tied into the Christ event. The crucifixion on the night the earth stood still, when the sun, moon, and the stars turned away from their creator. As Jesus cries out to the Father, my God, why have you forsaken me? The curtains of heaven's windows were drawn shut. Yet the veil of the temple was torn in two, signifying there is a new window into heaven. And Jesus is crying out, he is praying, as he continually was doing on the cross. Here he prays specifically Psalm 22. That's a Psalm of David, that he might show himself to be the very being to whom the words refer. And also so that the Jewish scribes and the people might examine and see the cause why he would not descend from the cross. Namely, because that very psalm showed that it was appointed that he should suffer these things. But you got to get this. You got to see that God did not abandon his son on the cross. It is impossible for the Father to be disconnected to the Son. God presently allowed him to feel abandoned, that he would fulfill prophecy, vindicating Jesus. Jesus' relationship with the Father cannot be severed. But yes, the Father was silent, but do not exaggerate this forsakenness. You may call it divine silence, which you very well may have experienced such divine silence before in your lives already. And if you have, then you too are a Psalm 22 dweller as well. That means you have lived in the psalm as Jesus did. Psalm 22 has rhythm. And Scripture tells us the beat of the rhythm of the hymn. It says that it is to the tune of the Doe of the Dawn. The Jews were very familiar with this melody. Like Social Security numbers that we memorize like nothing, they had most of all the psalms and all the psalm melodies memorized. So it is not too far-fetched to say that Mary and Joseph taught this melody and words to Jesus as a young boy. For a song makes you feel a feeling. Words make you feel a thought. Jesus indeed was feeling the most profound thoughts imaginable on the cross. And so, in Psalm 22, it is hunting season. The small deer is being hunted down. It is in danger of being slain at dawn. Thus, the melody was dear to the heart of Jesus as he hung on the cross. A sad song, as Jesus had been hunted his whole life by the powers of darkness, who at this moment, those powers of darkness thought that they had conquered the buck of all humanity. And all creation now whispers, my God, what has just happened? Then silence. We need silence, though. In our time, we too need to stop and be silent. It is often only in stillness that any of us realize what mistakes we have made. But I know our world is so noisy today that we don't take time to be quiet and alone with God. So we just keep doing the same wrong, stupid things. We need to come to God in silence, for that is where he hides. Now, as Jesus' body was taken down from the cross, another prophecy was fulfilled. Rather than perform the custom of the breaking of the legs, and that was to ensure that the victim could no longer lift themselves up to breathe and stay alive, the soldiers saw Jesus was already dead, so they pierced his side instead. Not one of his bones broken. That was the command that God told his people in Egypt during the Passover while eating the lamb, not to break any of its bones, the lamb that they were about to eat. And that same statute is also given in the book of Numbers and another psalm. It is Psalm 34 fulfilled. Instead, blood and water came out where they pierced him. And the Old Testament prophet Zechariah foretold that they will look on the Lord, the one they have pierced. Silence. Then Joseph of Arimathea receives the body of Jesus from Pilate to wrap it in a clean cloth and lay it in the tomb. That's the proper burial rite. And then he rolls a large stone against the door of the tomb and departs. Darkness and the sound of silence. Did you ever wonder why we say that? The sound of silence? Silence doesn't make a sound. Doesn't sound like anything. But all silence has is hope. Hope that something will change. In silence, all seems lifeless and over without hope. But God transforms our lives through it. He promises that he has a plan for silence, to give us a future hope from it. And he gives us a moment of silence so that we can take whatever is bitter, anxious, terrible, selfish, or hateful in our own lives and lay it in the tomb with Jesus. And then with it there, we can come out of the tomb with Jesus as the love of God exchanges everything that brings death to everything that brings life. That's "Were You There" now personified in the image of the crucified Lord and Savior. That when your heart is filled with sadness, we can ask Jesus himself to fill our hearts with faith and hope and the life that is yet to come. That's factoring all in the hymn. He's the only one who conquered death. So may we never forget how amazing and powerful that is. He, therefore, can conquer anything that is wrong in your life. And to know that is to have great hope. Hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out into our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. Given to us where? On the cross, where Jesus remitted or gave up his spirit. And then the dove flew. The Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. You see, all three persons were there that night. Were you there? Yes. Your sins were evermore there, laid on Jesus. And now, through the dough of the church, we are birthed into his crucifixion and death. Our there becomes here. Here now is where we are stationed. And this station gives rise to a new day, sunrise, creation renewed. As we live out the liturgy of rising in the morning each day, as we act out being laid in the tomb at night as we rest our heads on our beds, we are there, there with Jesus. And since Jesus is alive, he is with us now. So the angel choirs must have been singing a hymn to Jesus. Perhaps one that goes like this. Are you there when they are feeling all alone? Are you there when they are without hope? Oh, sometimes it causes us to tremble, 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 because the Lord comes near to those he loves. In faith, through silence, given hope, dearly beloved, may the peace of Christ that abounds in all things fill your hearts and minds with powerful thoughts about the cross, that you may know the way of the cross, understand it, and use it on your way to the resurrection, this time forth and forevermore. In the name of Jesus, amen.